Hello, Shane. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Hey, guys. Long time listener, first time caller.
Oh, thank you, Shane.
Welcome to the show, ma'am.
Hello, Shane.
Oh, hello. There you go.
Yeah, so my story goes like this. I was a civilian contractor flying UAVs from 05 to 15. And right around 2010, flying around and scanning the area. This is at nighttime, so we're using IR. And I start seeing this group gathering of, we call them MAMs, military age males. And there's a lot more of them starting to show up. So I call up my commander over to the screen, and he's looking at it like, okay, hey, we need to do something about this. This is a big gathering. And it ended up being about 200 guys that all gathered together. And they, you know, they've got weapons, they've got rockets, they've motorcycles and trucks and everything. And I'm supposed to be telling my commander the coordinates of where these guys are, and I'm kind of unsure. So he ends up calling one of the generals, Iraqi general from a post nearby, and the general's really gung-ho about this. So he's like, oh yeah, man, let's go effing get them, right? And so we're gonna send mortars out there. So I give him the coordinates, and I'm scanning the area, looking at this group, waiting for the, you know, the impacts, and I don't see anything. So they're like, we sent mortars, what's going on? And general, you know, my commander's looking at me like, hey, what's up? I'm like, I don't see anything. You're looking at the screen too. I don't see anything happening. So, it turned out that the coordinates I gave them were from a different post. So.
So what did you blow up? What did you blow up?
I don't know. I have no idea. I looked all around and tried to look for impacts around the area. And,
I mean, would you fly around the next day just like looking for holes in the ground? I mean, like when it was daylight?
I did, yeah, and I didn't see anything. I hope it wasn't a village or anything, you know?
Yeah, well, you wouldn't know because the village is gone.
Right. You have no idea what they ended up showing.
Sorry.
The good story about that, or the end of that story goes that we ended up catching one of the face cards.
Oh, yeah, like the most wanted guys?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, right, right, okay. Well, at least there's that.
So I guess you eventually got the coordinates correct then, right?
Yeah, we did. We figured it out, but we didn't get as many guys as we wanted.
You think those guys are like, man, I wonder if they're bombing over there. Huh.
Well, that's what happened. They all scattered after the initial rounds were fired.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Johnny on the spot there. Yeah. That's.
Okay, we got some aircraft carrier updates here.
Okay.
About 70 feet from the flight deck to the water. So seven stories.
Damn.
Whoa.
Another person says, I was on the USS Lexington. I know exactly what that other guy is talking about. We did have old planes. We did have the hook that catches them. And we did have some accidents that followed life as a Navy man. That's from Chris down in Tacoma.
Some accidents.
Yes. And guy says, I fly Cessnas. And yes, the plane could physically stop in time and take off in time if the hard part would be the waves going up and down and the motion on the aircraft carrier.
That's what I was wondering. Like even if you could, if you had enough room to land a Cessna, could you land a Cessna on a target that's moving up and
down? Weird as a hypothetical because someone says Cessnas can't fly over the ocean.
Well, I know.
Is that
a hypothetical thing.
So if you had a Cessna, you can't fly over that big of a body of water?
I mean,
you're not going to make the
distance. I was in a Cessna flying over the San Juan Islands. That's a lot of water.
Yeah, like could you fly over Lake Michigan? Could you go from Chicago to, I don't know, Detroit or whatever?
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know the Cessna rules.
I will tell you this. I found out the hard way when you're over water and kind of rainy, windy weather. It's not that bad. But when you get over those islands, the wind comes up off the
ricochets
island.
Ricochets off the island.
Yeah, then you start going up and down.
See, man.
Was it severe? Like jerky up and down? Like stomach losing kind of thing?
I didn't think I was going to get sick. God damn it. It was only a 15-minute flight. I was scared. I was very scared.
For the whole 15 minutes?
Yes.
That was one thing.
I don't know that I've ever sat that still in my life.
That helicopter we did in Hawaii, which was my idea. I've never been on a helicopter. I'm thinking Magnum PI, right? And the islands are beautiful.
You're TC.
Blah, blah, blah. And first of all, when we get out there and I see the guy, I'm like, I'm pretty sure he put this helicopter together in his own garage out of spare parts.
Or in Vietnam.
Yeah. I mean, I was like, okay. So, and he had that big-ass bushy mustache, all the stuff. So most of the ride was okay. Helicopters do kind of bounce up and down more than I was expecting. I did not really enjoy that. But at one point, we flew out over the water because you're going near whatever volcano. But just the way the heat moves over the water and all this, this thing's just bouncing up and down. And even he's like, whoa. And I'm like, that's like, I don't
know. That's not good when the pilot's making noise.
I'm gripping, you know, the backseat. My wife was completely fine with this.
She doesn't care.
Oh, it wasn't that bad. And I'm like, look, man, maybe it was on the side I was sitting on or something. But I'm like, were you not on that helicopter? I thought we were going to die. And as it's bouncing up and down, again, it's just kind of based on the aircraft itself. You can just like hear parts of it moving. You know, so it's one thing to bounce it up and down, right? And if you've been on a plane in bad turbulence, fine. But when you hear like that's mechanical. I don't like this. So I ended up not enjoying that flight. All I wanted to do was land. And when we landed, I've never been so freaking happy in my life. And I told my wife right then and there, I would never get on a helicopter again. Fast forward to having kids, go to Niagara Falls. There's a helicopter ride. Like, come on, come on, come on, come on. These helicopters are like the freaking Rolls Royce of helicopters.
Yeah.
And the dudes, they have like their flight suits on. And I swear to God, when you walk out to where the helicopters were, the pilots are waiting for you. But they're standing with their hands on their hips like Superman. I mean, they just look like, hey, nothing could go wrong. And that flight was fine. You know, there nothing scary about it other than flying.
How about those guys get ass?
Oh, I guarantee it, man. Yeah. I mean, they looked like, I think that's why their hands were on their hips, like, and I'm going to have sex with your wife after this flight.
Well, when I flew back on Sunday afternoon and it was sunny out, it was awesome.
Sure.
The cool, like, I was like, I would do this every time. But yeah. And the
except
wind,
that one time.
Right. The wind and the rain, I was like, and the other thing too is like, I've never been in a Cessna, but like airplanes have all kinds of weird little alarms. So I'm
just hearing stuff.
Right, but you could hear it.
So, but yeah, like,
I'm right,
right
behind the guy.
So this thing's got wheels. It does not have pontoons.
Correct.
So I don't think it really matters because if something happens to the back tail, like that cord snaps or whatever, that they just dive right down the ocean. So you can't even control the plane.
That's what Ted wanted to hear right now.
I would think that you'd be better off on a float plane, but if they have a mechanical failure,
you're screwed. Yeah, it's not going to matter.
Yeah.
Look, man, Sully did not have skis on the bottom of his plane. You can land in the water. We know that can be done. Right? To me, I'd rather have wheels because the thing with the pontoons is like if we're over land, like, what do we do now?
Yeah, but if something happens to the tail and the stabilization, you're screwed.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing you can do on those smaller planes.
My issue is, and again, San Juan Air, they know what they're doing, right? They do it all the time.
You just don't want to hear the alarms.
Right. And then when I got to Lopez Island, like, everybody's 50-50. People are either like, stop being a pee.
Mm-hmm.
I use it all the time. You're fine. Or people are like, I would never get in those. I did it once.
Oh, really?
Right. Yeah, there's no like in between like, yeah, I don't mind them. People are very cut and dry. And I'm like, you're not making me feel any better.
So there's three people on the plane. Let's say there's three people.
There was four on the flight over and the way back. That thing was crowded. We had like six in there.
Okay. You'd think that they would like, you know, like we have a flotation device underneath the seat for you. How about a parachute? I'll take a parachute. Can I have a parachute instead?
Well, you can get out of here.
In other words,
they still, I mean, you still have a flotation device. They tell you all that.
Do you have
to
go through the whole rigmarole, too, on those?
It's more of like he just turns around and goes, hey, here's this here.
And that's all you really need, right?
Yeah.
You know if you need a flotation device, that's where it's at. You don't have to explain in the event of a water landing. Well, what else am I going to need a flotation device?
What I'm saying is, can I get on that plane with a parachute on my back?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know that you'd have time.
I don't know if you have enough height.
I don't know that you're high enough that you would have time to open the door, jump out, and still have time to get the chute out.
There's this dead mile splattered on the ground.
Because when you watch
I'd land in the Puget Sound and die.
Well, when you watch people base jump, they're holding their parachute.
Yeah.
Because they don't have time to pull the thing.
Mm-hmm. And that's not 100%.
Okay.
Now, with that said, I'd do it again. But I've had nightmares about it.
Now, wait. Would you do it again to go back to where you were, or would you just do it again in general? Because there's different things. You know what I mean?
Since they're running a whole airline, I would go with them again over to Lopez. If somebody just said, do you want to cruise around in my Cessna? No. Probably not.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
That says a lot.
What went wrong? Because you weren't paying attention. 206-803-ROCK.